Ladies and gentlemen, for the 50th time, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Yes, this is the 50th show, and my name is Robin Boyle. I mention these two things because after 50 weeks of being the Charlie who does this bit, Mrs. Boyle and I reckon someone ought to get more money. Well, some people in this outfit have got plenty, like our number one, for instance. He's even going out to buy his own boat from a mooring on the River Churn right now.
You know, sir, I can't wait to see this houseboat you've bought.
See it you may, Mr. Phillips. Navigate it you may not.
Spoil sport. I'm a jolly good house-gate navvy boater. Gate boat house navvy. Navvy goat. Well, where is it, sir?
Which is moored among this lot here somewhere.
Now, which one is it, sir?
Well, how should I know? I haven't seen her myself yet. All I know is she's a converted naval landing barge called More Floating Repos.
What made you buy a houseboat anyway, sir?
Well, I thought I could spend my off-duty time aboard her. And then when we're away at sea, I could let it.
Let it what, sir?
There are moments, Mr. Phillips, when I have absolutely no time for you at all.
But all I said was let it... Oh, I see. Flog it as a floating flat for a weekly flea, you mean? I mean, float it with foggy feet.
Let it?
Let it what, sir?
Mr. Phillips!
Sorry, pardon.
No, hold it. This is it, the red one.
Huh?
More Floating Repos. Now, let's see if Mr. and Mrs. Granthamum are aboard.
Who are they, sir?
Well, the people I bought her from, of course. Ahoy there! Anyone about? Mr. Granthamum?
Charlie! There's a couple of gentlemen in flat hats calling from the towpath.
All right, dear. I'm just going.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. This way. The meter's down here.
Meter?
Yes. You are from the electricity board, aren't you?
Well, hardly, sir. We're from the Royal Navy. I'm Lieutenant Murray, the one who's bought the boat from you.
Oh, my dear chap, I do apologize. I'd completely forgotten.
Who is it, Charlie?
Lieutenant Murray from the electricity board, dear. This way, gentlemen. Mind the gangplank. It's... on the other side!
Quick, Mr. Phillips, give me a hand to get him out.
Up you come, sir. You're all right.
Oh, yes, I'm all right. This happens all the time, you know. Saves us a fortune in laundry bills. Ah, well, Johnny, come aboard.
Handsome, you've done it again. You know how your suit shrank last time. You looked like a Morris dancer when you dried out.
I'm sorry, dear. Well, gentlemen, when were you thinking of moving in?
Well, it's more a question of moving out, actually. You see, I'm heading her towed down to Portsmouth. She will float, I presume.
Well, I can swim like a fish, but I'm blowed if I'm going to be towed all the way to Portsmouth.
He means the boat, silly. You do, don't you?
Oh, of course, sir. I was hoping to have her picked up by a tug tomorrow night.
Charlie, come away from that stove. You're steaming.
What? Oh, so I am. I thought there was a mist coming up.
Well, sir, would tomorrow night be all right?
Oh, certainly, certainly, any time.
Well, in that case, we'd better be getting back to Pompey to arrange for the tow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
After you, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you.
Look, stop tooting your hooter, Nunky. You'll use up all the coal Johnson's shoved on your boiler before we start.
I was only trying it out to see if we got steam up yet.
Oh, you better had have got steam up. One more shovel full will be my lot. If I'd actually got a shovel, it would have helped. But why don't you stop grumbling? It's hardly my fault you decided to stoke 2 ton of kitchen nuts with your egg spoon, is it? Yeah, you're rotten, you are. Look at it, all the crony minimums come off.
Then I wouldn't be in your shoes when you give it back to Cookhouse Clara, my son. You know how touchy she is about their lordship silver. If she gets her hands on you, you'll be the battered pudding.
Yeah, I hope these officers of yours won't be long before they come aboard me tug. We ought to get going, you know.
Why, you've got bags of time.
I haven't, you know. Your fat mate has overdone the whole thing. Look how high my steam pressure gauge is reading.
Blimey, it is a bit high, isn't it? Yeah, go on, you better open the safety valve.
Come off it, Johnsy boy. When this tug was built, safety valves hadn't been invented.
I'm surprised steam had been.
Look, why don't you cork up, you Titanic tub? I tell you, it's no joke having too much smoke because it overstoked.
Oh, it's all right, Chief. Here come number one and Mr. Phillips now.
Right, as soon as they get aboard, stand by to get going, Nunky.
Not likely. I'm not taking this two-ton teddy boy along with me. This is a tug, not a Queen Elizabeth, you know. I can't pull a houseboat and him.
Yeah, you're rotten. I want to go for a ride. Here, give us a bucket of water. I'm going to put his fire out. I want the brigade. Fire!
Johnson.
Hey, this way, chap. Stick your hoses up his boiler. Both up!
Chief, everything under control?
No, sir, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You great big grumbling greaseball.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You are, or I tell Cookhouse Clara what you've done to her crony minimum egg spoon delivery.
I don't care what... Good morning and bon voyage.
Turn off, Fatso. See you in the morning.
Well, Chief, we ready to sail?
Oh, more than ready, sir. More than ready. Practically bursting to go, sir.
You can say that again. It's gone up another 10 degrees, Johnsy.
Oh, morning, Nunky.
I do. And that'll be enough familiarity, if you don't mind. You're on my tug now, so it's Captain Pertwee.
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't mean to...
And stand to attention when you address a superior officer.
Now, look here...
Can't you? Can't...
Oh, sorry, sir.
This is a life.
You know, sir, it's amazing how you get used to anything in time, isn't it? I'm almost enjoying this little trip up the river.
Well, I'm not, Mr. Phillips. With all this vibrating, I feel as if I'm taking some diabolical swimming exercise.
Yes, there is that, sir. He's had my hat off twice already, sir.
Stop talking in the ranks, there. Left hand down a bit, Phillips.
Left hand down a bit it is, Liberty Shaker. Taker.
More coal. More coal.
More coal, are you potty? Your boiler's growing puce now.
Who cares? I'm after the record.
Here I say, what's that ahead there? Someone's put a little wooden fence across the river.
A little wooden fence? What do you...
Yes.
Stone me. That's not a wooden fence, sir. That's a lock, sir.
A lock? Oh, so that's what a lock looks like.
Stop engines.
Stop engine.
How do you stop it, you old nit?
You shove a spanner in its own grummet.
Oh, nasty. Well, that stopped it, all right.
Stopped it? I think you killed it.
Well, who's going to get out and chop down that little wooden fence?
It's not a little wooden fence, sir. It's a locked gate, sir. It opens, you see.
Does it really? My word, what will they think of next?
Yeah, no, it's a new lock keeper. I've never seen this one before.
Come on in. I'm the keeper. You want to go through?
Of course we do.
Mind you, with one more knob of coal, we could have gone over the top.
Yeah, you're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, you're my first customer. Hang on, I'll wind the gate open.
You know, I don't get this. I mean, why doesn't he just leave the gate open all the time? It would save so much work.
Well, hardly, Mr. Phillips. You see, there are two gates. We're on the high water, and the other side is low water. He'll flood the lock, and then let us in through this gate.
I see.
Then he'll drain the lock and let us out through the lower gate.
Oh, you know, it's jolly ingenious, isn't it? Mm. But perhaps you ought to have explained it to that lock keeper as well.
Hmm? Why?
Well, I don't suppose it matters, sir, but the lock's empty and he's opening this gate first.
Aye? Of course he isn't. He can't. If he did that, we'd pitch straight there. Everybody down! Look out! The spanner's falling out! The note is still in the gate.
Well, stop it. The lower gate's still shut.
Not now it isn't, sir. Not anymore.
Stop engines.
Where's the spanner? Stop engine.
Well, here we are, Churn River moorings as contracted.
Now, well, I'll get her in tow, sir. It is this one, isn't it, sir? Moorn floating riposte.
Yeah, that's it. Make the horse a pass, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Beats me why you want a houseboat anyway.
He's going to let it.
Let it what?
Oh, now I know how you feel sometimes.
Maddening, isn't it?
Pull, sir, mate, faster!
Good man. Now, let's get going and try and make it quietly, Mr. Captain. We don't want to wake up everyone else on all the other houseboats.
Well, who cares? Wake them up, I say. They won't see a tug like mine every day, you know.
Oh, I give you that.
Take the spanner out.
Easy. Now keep tight in the strike, sir.
Blimey, what happened?
Oh, nothing much, sir. Just that Mr. Murray's boat seems to have a very strong anchor.
Stupid lot of know-nothing nits. You might have had me stern pulled off.
Sorry.
Pardon?
All round. Get her anchor up, Chief, or we shan't get back to Portsmouth before tomorrow morning. If then.
Right.
Stop engine. Spannering.
Spannering is the captain, sir.
Well, there you are, Portsmouth.
Thank you. I've always wanted to see Portsmouth at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I wouldn't complain, Sepp. At least we've got back here safe. And sound, sir.
What the blazes?
I never touched a thing, sir.
No, it was your houseboat. You said it, when we stopped, it didn't. But it has now.
And if it stenches my tug, I'll sue.
We better go aboard her, sir, see if she's all right.
Yes, just what I'm going to do. Hop over, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now you, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir, but I'm not awfully good at this sort of thing, you know.
Ah!
Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Up the flaming daisy, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm all wet.
Right, over you come, number one, sir. Donald Duck's out of the drink. Right?
Ah. Oh, we better take him below and dry him out.
Yes.
It's, through this door here.
Don't you want it? Come on, Mr. Phillips.
Charlie, wake up, dear. It's the burglars.
What? Oh, halt! Or I'll fire both barrels! Hands up!
Hey, Lummy.
Mr. and Mrs. Grantham, what are you doing aboard?
Oh, dear, it's those chaps from the electricity board again.
Well, put a shilling in them and tell them to go away, dear.
What on earth are you two doing here? I told you I was picking the boat up last night.
Oh, well, you just have to pick her up tonight instead, that's all, old chap.
But we already have, sir.
Hmm?
You're in Portsmouth.
Eh?
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm? What is it, Chief?
Would you ask the gent if I could put me hands down now, sir?
Oh,
getting pins and needles in my left and right shoulder, please.
Of course you can.
This is a right muck-up, I must say. Now, what are we going to do?
Well, there's a train back about 10.
Well, then it better be a good train, or how are we going to take our furniture back?
Well, by the look of most of it, I wouldn't bother.
Phillips. Well, there's nothing for it. We'll just have to tow you all the way back again.
Well, hang on until Leslie dries out a bit first, won't you, sir?
What? Oh, I don't know if we dare, Mr. Phillips, sir. If that uniform shrinks much more, people will think we're a floating Follies burglary, sir. Well, you're practically showing naked knees now.
Spanarin!
Spanarin it is, the captain, sir.
Never fails, does it?
No, sir, but mind you, the spanner is a lot shorter than it was.
Well, here we are, Churn River moorings, again.
Well, how do you know that, sir? I mean, it's pitch dark.
Oh, now, that's something that you wouldn't understand, sir, you see. They call it navigation. Navigation. That's what they call it, sir. Yeah. The science of knowing where you are without having to hit it first.
Oh, I think my way is best.
What's that?
Following other boats that know the way.
Is the houseboat made fast, Chief?
Yeah, I'll drop her anchor now, sir.
Good man.
You know, sir, my uniform has shrunk. It's so tight across the seat, I can hardly move. And even if I could, I wouldn't dare do so.
Yes, I must admit, from where I'm standing, the trousers do seem to be a bit tight.
Yes, they're a jolly sight tighter from where I'm standing. Cool.
The anchor's dropped in the muck, sir.
Well, ready when you are, Mr. Captain Pertwee.
About time, too. Spanner out.
Right, I'll just bend over and... What was that?
The spanner's not all that's out.
What?
Your long comms are playing peekaboo at the back.
Here, them things went out with Gladstone. No,
don't look. No. No. Close your eyes. Now, all of you, go on. Quick, close your eyes.
Oh, isn't he sweet? Oh, look at him. He's modest.
No, Pertwee, now, turn your back. No, Pertwee, please. No, Pertwee. No, Pertwee.
Yes, sir.
Pertwee, you're peeping.
Now, what's all this hubbub and hullabaloo? People are trying to get...
Ah! Ooh! Oh, well...
Help, please.
That's our modesty gone for a bird.
Wake up, Johnny.
Do something, somebody. Get this blooming tug moving.
Spanner out. Bye-bye, Mrs. Chrysanthemum.
Bye. Come back.
Oh, dear, good gracious, what on earth is going on?
Charlie, there was a man trotting about in his reach-me-down.
In this weather, he'll freeze to death.
Charlie, Grandmum, go and phone the constabulary at once. Do you hear? Now, go on.
Very well, I'll... Yeah, that's odd.
What is, dear?
Well, I mean, where's the phone box gone on the bank, eh? And whose boats are all these all round us? I've never seen this lot before.
Well, of course you haven't. These aren't our moorings at all. Goodness knows where we are.
Should be back in Portsmouth any time now.
Yeah, that'll make a nice change, won't it, sir? This is the third trip we've made up the Churn River and back.
One more and people will think we're a regular floating bus service.
Well, it wasn't our fault the Granthamums were still on the houseboat and we had to take them back again yesterday, was it?
You did make quite sure they weren't on it when we picked them up this time, didn't you, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, absolutely, sir. Not a soul aboard.
This is going to cost a bob or two, this is.
I must say, your houseboat is a very pretty-looking craft, sir. Mind you, they must have got a bit of a move on.
Got a move on, Chief? What with?
All the repaint, sir.
Repaint? Nobody's given it.
Yes, they have, sir. Lovely shade of green. Lovely shade. Look, sir.
What on earth?
He's right, you know, sir. I like the red better myself. It was jolly nice of the Granthamums to paint it there, wasn't it, sir? Oh, they changed the name, too.
Changed the name? What are you talking about? Let's have a look. Stone me! Here, this boat's called Harold's Shady Hills.
Mr. Phillips, you idiot, that's not my boat. You picked up the wrong one.
Oh, lummy, so I have. Well, it's hardly my fault, sir. It was dark.
Back we go. Yeah, I'll be able to retire on this job.
You know, sir, before we're finished, it might have worked out cheaper if you'd bought Nunky's tug.
Captain Purvey's office.
Naval Intelligence here.
Oh, really? I could have sworn it was Noddy.
Commander Bracewell wants a word with your governor.
Right.
Hello, Captain Purvey speaking.
Speaking? Jumping firepots, don't you mean shouting, old man? Proper old boom body you are.
Yeah. Commander Bracewell, I am a very busy man.
You're going to be even busier now. We've got the most gawking panic on up here. Scotland Yard, MI5, the Army, the Air Force, they're all roped in for this.
Good grief, what's happened?
Well, that's what we've got to find out, old chap. Now, we want you to organize a sea search in your waters.
Search? What for?
Houseboats.
Houseboats?
That's the ticket. Six of them. They've all vanished. One a night for the last six nights. Odd sort of do, isn't it?
Odd sort of do? What is all this?
Well, it all started with a Mr. and Mrs. Granthamum. They had a houseboat moored in the River Churn, and one night about a week ago, they vanished.
Vanished?
Absolutely. And every night since then, another one has gone. We think it may be white slavery.
Good grief, we must take action at once. My aunt lives in one at...
And what's hers called?
Well, I hardly like to, well, I doubt if,
Come on, old man. What's her husband called?
Well, if you must know, Auntie May's Maison de Meur.
I say they do pick them, don't they? What with Harold Hidehill and that one. Still, I haven't got your auntie's boat on my list yet.
Pity. I mean, what do you want us to patrol?
Well, as your nearest, we want you to patrol the mouth of the River Churn.
Certainly. I'll go myself in the destroyer Makepeace.
Good man. We'll have two other destroyers standing by near you. Happy hunting, and don't forget they usually vanish at night.
Not anymore, Commander Bracewell. I shall be there tonight myself. And heaven help the gang, whoever they are.
That's the spirit. All the houseboats that are left at the moorings have taken precautions, too. We've told them to tie themselves together. That way, if any one of them is attacked, they'll all know. Toodly-bye. Carry on shouting.
Coming up to the moorings, Chief.
Yes, sir. Again, sir.
Screwdriver in.
Screwdriver? What happened to the spanner?
The motor ate what was left of it last time.
Screwdriver in, sir. It is, sir.
And this time, let's try and get my boat and nobody else's.
Well, sir, at least we've cut down the odds. There are only about a half a dozen left.
Yes. Odd, that. I mean, we keep bringing the wrong ones back each day, but they're never here when we come back for mine the following night.
Well, there must be a bug somewhere, sir. It's probably because we use the shorter route at night.
Well, here we are, sir. This is it. A red one, isn't it? Now, let's get it in tow and get home for Drake's sake. We've only had about 3 hours' sleep all the week.
All right, Chief. Let's get going.
All right. Gonna go, Nunky.
Screwdriver out.
Screwdriver out, sir, Captain, sir.
What on earth?
Lummy, look. Look, sir. Sir. We've hit the jackpot, sir. We're towing the whole lot.
No, I mean, look at that. They're all roped together with ropes, sir.
Gee, I never thought me tub could have done it.
Well, stop it doing it at once.
Oh, too late. We can't. We've got no tools left to shove in the engine. We have to keep going now until me boiler goes out. Cruising down the river in the middle of the night. There we are, stopped at last.
Yeah, well, we should have stopped sooner if Mr. Phillips hadn't shoveled more coal on.
I forgot, that's all.
Where are we now, Chief?
At the mouth of the River Churn, sir.
Jolly quiet, isn't it? Thank goodness all those people on the houseboats have stopped yelling at us.
Well, I think they've all been struck dumb with sheer terror. Abandon tug! Last one over the sides of Custard!
Where did that come from?
Stop right where you are! Hands up or I fire!
Lummy, it's old Thundergast on Makepeace. What's he doing here?
Shooting at us, Mr. Phillips.
Tell me, we're for it now. What's he going to say when he cops the butchers and all these houseboats in turn?
Why, it's nothing to do with him, Chief.
I must be disagreeable about that, sir. We're supposed to be on duty aboard Trout Bridge, sir.
Lummy, I suppose we are.
I must confess, I'd sort of forgotten about that. Popping up and down the river like this, one loses all sense of time. Just live from one judder to the next.
Hi there. I've got you covered. Fall in a stern and follow me here. One false move and I fire.
Good job it's still dark, sir. If he could see it was us, he'd have sunk us by now.
Yes, you're right, Chief. Look, I've got an idea. Before the dawn comes up, do you think we could get the rope from these houseboats hitched on to Makepeace?
Hey?
Easy, sir. If only we could move.
Mr. Phillips, a few more knobs of coal, if you please.
That's it, right, she's off. Righto, Nunky. Nunky, ease it over a bit. That's it, go on. Bit more. Easy. Right, hold it.
Hey, what are you doing under our staff? Hello! We surrender! Lead on, Admiral! That's better.
Houseboat's tied to make peace, sir.
Well done. You got an anchor on this tug?
Of course I am.
Well, drop it.
Lovely, lovely. Look, there they go, sir. Captain Pilby and friends. Look at that. A first-class houseboat killer, if ever they saw one.
Hey, where did that come from? I didn't see any smoke.
No, it's those destroyers out to sea, sir. They're pooping off at old Thunderguts.
Good heavens. It must be because he's towing those houseboats.
Oh, what a shame.
Stop! Cease fire! Stop pointing that 4-inch gun at me. It might go off. I told you it would. Abandon ship!
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Nunky was played by Taniel Evans, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, and Mr. and Mrs. Grantham were played by Michael Bates and Heather Chasen. The recording production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.